This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, our friend Wayne in Ross, he just tweets us, good morning.
Good morning.
Signed Kathy. We love Kathy Berger. Good morning. All right, Gino. Gino said good morning.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
You know what? The crazy part is he's going to see my man again just in a couple days.
Couple days. Stadium series at the Link. Here's what Gino had to say about the Flyers yesterday. You know how they play.
If we see time, like it's like 4 minutes left, like we lead 3-0, you know, and like we know Philly is, they start like, dude, like little bit around like when they lost, you know, and yeah, of course, like this game, of course, it's like I understand it's like tough game, but it's still like it's, I think he's played dirty, and referee not give him nothing, you know, it's like I'm not understand that.
And Gino's saying, hey, Michael Roth will cross check me in the back, right around the neck, punch me in the back of the head. He went on to describe why he was a little bit more unhappy about being hit in the back of the head than usual.
I miss five games because like I have like a problem with like upper body, like my neck, you know, and like he's like hit me like behind my neck, you know. I like, of course I'm a little bit upset.
So he violates the spirit of the upper body thing there by saying, I got a neck injury.
But it was about him, so right. It's fine. Well, you know what? Gino's wrong for swinging the stick. He's totally right in what he said there, though. There's a guy running around doing stuff with a couple minutes left, 4 minutes left or whatever it was, in a 3-0 hockey game. The intent is, let's just connect dots here. I mean, there's no... Everything's ill intent at that point. There's nothing within the gamesmanship. There's nothing to where you're trying to get your team an advantage.
He's trying to get a pound of flesh because they're going to lose the game.
Right. You're trying to do something dumb. You know, you're trying to hit somebody. I don't want to say you're trying to hurt somebody. I don't want to go that far. But you're trying to take him off his game by doing something dirty. There's nothing clean or good for hockey about that.
But you know what? Look.
Everybody does it.
Everybody does it, and it's stupid. Look, let's just be honest. It's downright stupid that you can still get away with this in the NHL. But Gino Malkin responded exactly the way the Flyers wanted him to.
I do find the comedy in the fact that Gino told the panel, told the guys that he took a dive.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of right.
I mean,
like,
I hit him in the shoulder, not
right,
the face.
Like, he dove, which, you know, he should have got something for it. But he's right and he's wrong. The bigger issue, though, now is what to do moving forward. Now, it won't be an issue to the NHL because the NHL people and the Neanderthals and people like George Parros, who made his living getting that pound of flesh, which is ridiculous that he's that guy.
Right.
Now, I don't think you should have some guy that was, you know, the Lady Bing winner 15 times that's in charge of it either.
Here's an honest question, not to derail things, but why not?
Because I feel like there are too many people playing the game that don't want it played straight. Here's why. They had an it's part on the players.
Yes.
They've had an opportunity in the CBA every single time to eradicate this, and they don't push for it.
Or,
so that's why you can't have the Lady Big Winner.
Or
beat.
We get the league go in a direction of, okay, we're going to clean this, that, and that up, and then 3 months later, we're in the middle of the season.
Which is why the players are just as at fault. So part of what Gino's saying, he needs to say to his contemporaries and his peers. You know, there's a lot of truth in what Gino's saying here. I get punched in the back of the neck. Our game is dirty. What am I supposed to say? All right, you're supposed to bellyache to the league. You're right, Gino. What you're also supposed to say is you're supposed to go to the NHLPA and say, why am I supposed to protect myself against someone who's apparently allegedly in the same boat as me? Like, why can't whenever we have contract negotiations, why can't we band together and get this out of our league? Until the players understand that it's what's best for them, then they're never going to advance forward. Do they really want it? Do they make a meal of it whenever it's contract time? I don't think so.
Well, we see it come in. We'll see the league dial things up a little bit in regards to certain fouls, right? And then here comes the regular season, and we get to about January or, you know, mid-February, and stuff that used to be called at the beginning of the season maybe isn't getting called anymore. And then we take the next step, right? Along will come April. Along will come the playoffs. And everything goes out the window, and it's back to just beating each other with our sticks. Catch a guy with his head down if you can get away with it. And all the rules go back out the window
right.
again.
Gino's right, but his belly aching should be multi-pronged. It should be at the league, but it also needs to be at his peers. Because if they really want this out of – you know what they say? Say, you know, we're not playing until we sit down with the owners. Not right now, but I'm saying contract time. They just went out for a while. We remember that. We remember the shortened season. Why didn't the players? Because it's always an issue when someone gets hit dirty or when someone's hurt. It's never an issue in contract negotiations because they always see the money they're going to make off the violence of this sport because the fans say, ooh, and ah. Well, say, we're not playing. Why don't the players, when they're wearing suits, not when they're wearing skates and when they're wearing pads, when they're wearing suits, sit down there and say, we don't want this violence in our game. It's curious to me that never happened. Do you think this Geno stuff spawns from the fact that there's more dudes in the league like Raffle than superstars? And that whenever you start to get them all together, more guys need to make a living by playing that are down the liners than there are top-end guys?
Yeah, the union's got to protect their constituency,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
That's part of it. I do think there's an element of it that is just – old school hockey guys don't know how to let go of that.
Well, kind of like a texter, Ed. He texts us, and along those same lines. Mm-hmm. Tell me if you're going here with it. This is the same league that has a guy who beat a fan with a shoe. That's one of their lead studio analysts for their national games.
Look what's put like, the NHL.
I know it's a
likes,
microcosm, but that fits.
No, it does because the NHL and its fans, and we're part of that group. We're fans of the National Hockey League, specifically here in Pittsburgh. We like to complain all the time. Oh, God, I can't believe Milbury is the lead studio. What's Milbury going to say this time, especially during the playoffs, right? That's who NBC decides to put out there. And the NHL has never said anything to NBC like, listen, can we get, you know, player XYZ, or maybe can we get this other guy here? There's a million guys who can analyze hockey for you. Can we get one of them in there instead of, you know, as Ed said, the guy who went into the stands and beat a man with a shoe once.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they elect to still portray that part of their game as a legitimate part of their game. And as long as they do, how do they expect old-timers, for lack of a better way to put it, to let go of that part of that game, but then B, also expect new fans to look at it in a neutral light?
Is hockey strong? Is hockey viable for next 10, 15 years? That's the question. We always live in the now with hockey, right?
Uh-huh.
We talk about fighting and this and that, gaining new fans. You know, when I go to a Penguin game, I'm going to go to one tomorrow. You know what I see, though? And I think it's because of a connection with social media and it's a connection with the music they play. I see more younger fans than I see at the other sports.
Yes.
So maybe a lot of the belly aching is all for naught. You know, baseball's different. I do see younger fans at baseball games, but there's so many games during the course. There's double the amount of home games, and it's more of a hangout. Active watch.
Right. It's more of a hanging out with my buddies, having a beer and some nachos.
But when I go to a Penguin game, I mean,
the fan base is younger, yeah.
Or even when I go somewhere and see people watching the Penguins game, mm-hmm. or when I see people with Penguins gear on, it's like my kids, their favorite, they like baseball. But, like, they really, when it comes...
Yes, they love hockey.
Oh, yeah, man.
My son, all in on anything Penguins. And I think that's indicative of the fact that they have done some positive things over the last... You know, you talk about the next 10 to 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Last 10 to 15 years, they have done some positive things in that regard. How many fights do we see on average per game now? How far down is that number, right? So fighting is slowly working its way out of the game. I think we're seeing some of these hits from behind taken out of the game. We're seeing big suspensions two guys for catching somebody on a blindside hit with their head down.
I think the old-timers like those fights. I think, like, my kids and, I mean, they're only eight, but people who are millennials, so to speak, that's the term that they throw
all over.
I think they like watching the pretty passes and the goals and the open ice play.
Globetrotters on skates, yes.
Way more than they like watching the violence.
I like watching that more. I mean, look, I can appreciate a good, clean body check in the middle of the ice or, you know, a hip check where you dump a guy head over heels mm-hmm. as he comes down the board. I can still appreciate those parts of the game, sure. But, look, give me a 5-4 game or even a 3-2 game where guys are skating up and down the ice and there's chance after chance over that stuff any day. If I have to sacrifice some of that quote-unquote physicality and to get more of the entertaining, quote-unquote, basketball on skates, I'll do that.
Yeah.
It's a more entertaining product, and it's better for the league, it's better for the game.
I thought of Mike Lang the other night, by the way. Jim, there was a clear, the Penguins just shuttled a puck away from the front of the net. And every time, like, I'm watching TV, I think of, like, what Mike Lang would say, you know? Takes the heat out of a very hot kitchen.
Yes.
I say it to myself as I'm watching games. Do you ever do that?
No, there were so many hits in that game. There were, like, over 90 hits, both teams combined. They're handing out checks like the first of the month.
I love
the fact that he still calls the games with the same old-style headset that he's had for, like, 40 years.
Yeah, I was.
He's not getting away from it.
But, yeah, that was one of my favorites.
That's awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.